But my New Year's resolution is to be blunt, to the point. If you're not okay with that, you might want to go elsewhere. I'm just saying. All right, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January 6th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it's a snowless winter in southern Michigan, much of the Midwest. It's not the norm across the country, however, as places like Pennsylvania and the West get pounded. Big crash in Pennsylvania. We'll tell you more about that. Number two, it may be the end of a very long and successful era in pro sports. Tom Brady and the Patriots did not muster much of a fight. Got bounced in the NFL playoffs yesterday. Brady, a free agent for the first time. Will he be back? We'll talk about it. And number one, incredibly, President Trump has put the Democrats in the odd position of defending the world's leader of state-sponsored terrorism, and they apparently seem glad to do it. Yeah, they seem glad to do it. AOC and others calling the president a monster for killing General Soleimani, a terror mastermind, a guy that ran Iran's elite Quds troops and planned terrorism throughout the region and throughout the world. Iran now threatening to attack America. And strangely enough, the Democrats are taking Iran's side. It's a sad day in America when politicians are so willing to sacrifice their souls to follow a course that is not in their best interest, that is not in the best interest of this country. To say somehow leaving this terrorist alive would be a good idea is absurd. Did they think leaving al-Baghdadi alive would be a good idea, or Osama bin Laden, or any of them? It's an absurd idea to put forth such an ideology. Says a lot about who they are and where they come from, and they don't come from where I live, I'll tell you that. They don't come from my neck of the woods. It's deeply disturbing. I want you to hear this from Elizabeth Warren. Bite 7 from Elizabeth Warren outlining the fact that she won't defend America for killing a terrorist. Listen to this. Bite 7. Go.
The Treasury Department designated the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that Soleimani was in charge of and the Quds Force as a terrorist group back in 2007. The U.S. State Department did the same for both groups last year. As president, would you not prioritize the U.S. military killing the leaders of organizations designated terrorist organizations?
Look, the job of the president is to keep us safe. And we know in this circumstance that Donald Trump was presented with a range of options by way of response. But the point is not to try to move us closer to war. The point is to move us away from that.
And Donald Trump chose the best option. His job of president is to make us safer. You do that by killing terrorists. Next up is Josh Holmes. Josh Holmes, bite number 5 here. And I want you to cue this one up, because Josh Holmes was Mitch McConnell's former chief of staff. And he appeared on a couple of programs and summed it up quite nicely where the Democrats find themselves, politically speaking now, supporting Iran, supporting terrorists, and opposing the United States and our national security. It's bite number 5. Go.
I'm totally stunned at the notion that somehow America is the one that is bringing this to a higher escalation level. The president's critics may not have been paying attention to what's happened over the last couple of years, but just because they're more focused on trying to impeach the president of the United States and the health and well-being of American soldiers in Iraq doesn't mean that things aren't happening. This guy has killed over 600 American soldiers, right? Just last week, we watched him storm the embassy in Baghdad. Now, how America is the aggressor here is beyond me, but what they did is, for the first time in a long time, and I'll argue that the president has been extremely reluctant to engage in this kind of thing, but first time in a long time, tell Iran, not anymore. You're not going to be attacking American assets or American personnel without severe repercussions, and I think that's a great thing for this country.
And I think most Americans do. When you take out terrorist leaders, people that were involved with the Iranian Revolution in 1979, 1980, that attacked America then, has been attacking America ever since. The world's leading sponsor of state-sponsored terrorism is taken out. He was Iran's indispensable man. Well, he has been dispatched, as it were. And I want to bring you back to something I mentioned in hour number one that is incredibly important today. And that is, if you look at the president's job approval numbers today, The president's job approval numbers are at 45.3%, according to Real Clear Politics, the average of polls. It is the highest number achieved by this president since February of 2017. This comes post-impeachment. This comes after Nancy Pelosi's impeachment efforts in the House, and they did impeach, of course, and sent those articles, well, nowhere. They didn't send them anywhere. So imperative was it to impeach that they decided not to do anything. 2.5 weeks now. But his numbers are at 45.3%, the highest they've been since February of 17. We've been through the impeachment. We've now seen the president kill two of the biggest terrorists in the world, al-Baghdadi and Soleimani, both gone. Most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, believe that is a good thing, especially those in swing states, especially those in the states that sent Donald Trump to the White House in the first place. And there isn't a Democrat on that stage today that can stand toe-to-toe with him when it comes to what they have done for America, what they would do to America, and what Donald Trump has done to fight for America and Americans. There's not a Democrat there today that can stand toe-to-toe with him, not on achievements and not on future policies. There just isn't. And with that in mind, we look at what's going to happen in 2020. Yes, Iran is going to continue, and this low-level back and forth is going to continue. Iran's going to attack ships in the Straits of Hormuz, and Iran's going to have little attacks here and there. But with Soleimani gone, a big part of their efforts will be stifled. That's what I believe will happen in the short term. There's not going to be some World War III here in the short term. And America will continue to use Predator drones to take out other targets if they threaten America and Americans. Donald Trump has made his policy clear. This kind of behavior towards the United States will not stand. And it should be a clear message to the North Koreans. It should be a clear message to anyone that wants to play games militarily or with terrorists or with IEDs or with any of it. It should be a clear message this president is willing to drop the hammer. Now, we saw that when he dropped the 900-pound mother of all bombs on Syria. We've seen it at other times through the course of his 3 years in office. But it's quite clear that his number one priority is fighting for America and defending Americans. And the Democrats just don't seem to be able to connect with that very simple concept. Americans don't have to like the tweets. They don't have to like his disposition. They don't have to like the way he talks or anything else. They don't have to like his hair. And none of that matters. If he's fighting for America and fighting for you, that's what they like. That's what they like. New partner here at the program, by the way, Roxor. Roxor is the coolest off-road vehicle you're ever going to see. It has American heritage built by Mahindra. Roxor is one of the coolest things, and I'm just giving you a little teaser here, a little preview of what's happening. Roxor, a new partner for us here at the program. We're going to tell you a lot more about this multi-purpose solid steel vehicle that has roots right here in America, deep roots. It's the Roxor, R-O-X-O-R, bringing you this part of the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal. to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.